Johns Hopkins University. She's Michelle Corinne Aiko, and she's going to talk to us about something a little bit different. She's going to talk to us about using a point-of-care test to try and improve treatment paradigms in an emergency department setting.
All right, so good morning, everyone. My name is Michelle Corinne Aiko, and today I'm going to be talking to you about the clinical impact of rapid diagnostics on improving appropriate treatment of STIs in women in the emergency department. So at this time, I have nothing to disclose. So just a basic background, we all know the statistics. There are approximately 110 million reported cases of STIs in the U.S. For this study, we focused primarily on chlamydia and gonorrhea, of which women are disproportionately affected than men from prevalence rates to long-term sequelae associated with non-treatment. Generally, emergency departments are common sites for the treatment and diagnosis of STIs. However, it is challenging to appropriately diagnose and treat patients within the time frame of their ED visit. This is due to the nonspecific nature of their signs and symptoms, but largely due to the lack of accurate rapid tests. So what happens is providers are treating empirically based on their clinical judgment, and this presumptive treatment results in over and under treatment. So being that the inappropriate use of antibiotics can lead to medical complications, unnecessary side effects, as well as antibiotic resistance within our community, and with strains of multi-drug resistant gonorrhea already being detected, it just emphasizes the fact that treatment options are limited. So patients should be treated with the right antibiotic at the right time. So the availability of a rapid diagnostic test in such an episodic care setting as an emergency department could have significant impact on not just the individual patient, but on antibiotic stewardship. So in terms of our objectives, our primary objective was to evaluate the clinical impact of rapid testing on antibiotic overtreatment, and our secondary objective was to evaluate the clinical impact of rapid testing on antibiotic undertreatment. This is just to give you a general idea of our population. The Johns Hopkins Hospital is located in an urban setting with the emergency department having 70,000 visits per year. It's a socially economically disadvantaged population with 75% of the population being African Americans. We also see about a 10% prevalence of chlamydia and a 2 to 5% prevalence of gonorrhea. So being that in our emergency department, our standard of care NAT test takes about 2 to 3 days to result, it's quite exciting to have a rapid diagnostic that has that is highly specific and sensitive. It is FDA approved, it's clear moderate, it's easy to use, and it results within 90 minutes, which is within the time frame of our emergency visits. In terms of our methods, we approached women age 18 to 50 who were receiving STI testing in the ED. We randomized them to either a control group or a rapid testing group. The patients in the control group received the standard of care NAT, which again has a 2 to 3 day turnaround time. And the patients in the rapid test group received the standard of care test, but in addition they received the rapid test, the expert CTNG test, which has a 90 minute turnaround time. Our pathology department did approve for the rapid test to be used for providers' clinical decision-making. So for both groups, the control and the rapid test group, providers treated accordingly to their clinical judgment, and the patients received a 2-week phone interview and a chart review. For our subject recruitment, we approached 381 patients. We enrolled 376 patients met enrollment criteria. We consented 270 patients, and we randomized, tested, and analyzed 253 patients. So for our data analysis, we used the Fisher's exact test. We enrolled 126 patients in our test group and 127 patients in our control group. For patients who were positive for chlamydia, 7% were positive in the test group, and 10% were positive in the control group. For gonorrhea, 4% were positive in the test group, and 6% were positive in the control group. As you can see, we had 12 total positives, and of those 12 total positives, 6 patients had co-infections with chlamydia. Performance-wise, the Cepheid Expert CTNG had 100% sensitivity and specificity for chlamydia and gonorrhea compared to the standard of care NAT. All right, so in terms of our primary objective, which was to evaluate the clinical impact of rapid testing on antibiotic overtreatment, our results indicate that women who were negative for chlamydia and gonorrhea were overtreated even when there was no infection present. We can see, based on this slide, that the patients that were negative for both chlamydia and gonorrhea were less likely to receive unnecessary antibiotics in the rapid test compared to those in the standard of care group. And of the patients who were overtreated in the rapid test group, 14 of them were discharged prior to the test result being available, which could explain why they were still treated, and all the patients were CT and gene negative. Additionally, 4% of rapid tests had errors on our first run. In terms of our second aim, which was to evaluate the clinical impact of antibiotic undertreatment, 100% of patients who were positive for chlamydia and gonorrhea were appropriately treated in the rapid test group compared to patients in the standard of care test group. In the standard of care group. So although the study was not powered to show statistical difference for patients who were undertreated in with gonorrhea, the trend is still quite compelling or just interesting. It would be great to have a study that's larger and that could show that effect. So in conclusion, our patients without CTNG were less likely to receive unnecessary antibiotics in the rapid test group compared to the standard of care group. Patients with confirmed CT were more likely to receive appropriate antibiotic treatment in the rapid test group compared to the standard of care group. And in general, our expert CTNG test had 100% sensitivity and specificity compared with the standard NAN. So with the growing concern of antibiotic resistance that has prompted the World Health Organization to update guidelines for treatment for STI, specifically chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, and we know that appropriate treatment is challenged by the lack of rapid testing, especially within the time frame of an ED visit. So we believe that the results from this study demonstrate a feasible option to meet this challenge by incorporating these rapid diagnostics into routine care and thereby transcending barriers. So in terms of our next steps, again, we want to look at the feasibility of integrating such rapid testing into routine clinical care and maybe look at the impact on length of stay and probably implement the self-collection at triage. Thank you. I'll take any questions.
Nicely done. Do we have any questions? I'll start one off while other people are coming up, and that is, you had in the group that was given the rapid test, you had a little over 10%, it looked like, that didn't stay for results. Would you like to speak to that?
Sure. So with the ED, with our current ED, providers, of course, have competing priorities. So sometimes patients that have come in for STI testing or nonspecific symptoms, they may be waiting in the ED for longer than 6 hours or 8 hours. So at the time the coordinator approaches these patients, they may not want to stay for that test result. Sometimes they even agree to stay for the study. However, they change their minds later and they get discharged. And so that's, I think, why we saw some overtreatment.
So what do you think is the solution to that?
I think that if we did implement this rapid test at the time of triage, so initially when a patient is seen, they can be screened appropriately for STI testing and maybe collect their own specimen, then that would be streamlined with the whole clinical process.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions?
You mentioned that 4% of the tests had errors. Can you mm-hmm. expand on that? That's my first question. And the second question is about, I might have missed this, in your eligibility criteria, were mm-hmm. these women that were coming specifically asking for an STD test? Or
No, so these were women who came in with symptoms such as abdominal pain, vaginal discharge. So in general, if whatever the symptom was, as long as they got a pelvic exam ordered and STI testing ordered. In terms of our error rate, the Cepheid Expert CTNG has a 5% error rate in general, but we saw that 4% of the tests came back inconclusive on the first run, and then we ran them again a second time.
Thank you.
Thank you.